343?
Hey, 343, how can we help?
So I just dropped 6331 per dispatch since the place isn't open, and they said she's not a decode, so I had to leave her and I had to move on. And the guy there just came running out at me, very upset, saying that she is a decode and that this has been an ongoing problem between, I don't know, us and their house.
She's not a decode. She's an M code, which means she does have mental deficits or a disability. But until it says decode, do not leave alone on our file, we are not required to wait with them.
Okay, because that's what I told him. Because he's like, does that make a lot of sense, you leaving her like that? And I said, no, but at the same time, she's not a decode, so I have to leave her because I have other people I have to pick up. Otherwise, I wouldn't have left her. And he's like, no, she is a decode. And I said, she's right here. You can see if you want to. I wish that you could see. She's marked as M. So I have to leave her because I have to pick up other people. And so he's like, no, I believe that you say that, but that's not what's supposed to happen, and you guys shouldn't have left her.
Well, if he has an issue in regards to it, he would have to speak with customer service, and the care home would have to speak with customer service to make her a decode. I do see the M code on there, and we try not to leave them alone, but in cases like this, if it's not specified on the account, we can't wait with them. We've actually had issues where people get upset with us because we refuse to let them go with their department because they're an M code and not a decode. So we're going to follow what's on the manifest, and you did everything correct. If he has an issue, he's going to have to speak with customer service.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure to let you guys know since he came out upset. And I'll write a SIP.